You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Derek, my fun's been spoiled a little bit here because Swansea have been clipped in from 9-2 into 4-1. But Arsenal, even though they put out a weakened side against Sheffield Wednesday, they were badly beaten and they suffered injuries to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Theo Walcott in that game. That pair join Aaron Ramsey, Jack Wilshere, Danny Welbeck, Mikel Arteta, Thomas Vasitsky on the injury table, on the treatment table. So if they have any more injuries, they're going to really struggle in the second half of this season.
Yeah.
I thought Swansea were a big price.
Well, you mentioned all those players there, Dave, and yeah, they all are on the injured list, but you know, most of them have been for a long time anyway, and Arsenal's still been doing a business.
Yeah.
The only Oxlade-Chamberlain hasn't been getting a game. So you're only looking at Theo Walcott, and I honestly don't think they'll need Theo Walcott anyway to take care of Swansea, who have been bitterly disappointed. I know they got a decent result recently, but they've been a disappointing side. And every time Arsenal play away against a team like Swansea, I've opposed them. And then I've just looked at the statistics, and they've won 9 of their last 10 away games.
That's why, Derek.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the 3-4, and I think they'll win. I really do. I've been Swansea, for me, there's something not quite right about Swansea. They just don't seem the side they were. You know, they've been over the last couple of seasons a side that's capable of beating the big teams. They only seem capable of beating Man United these days. I can't oppose Arsenal here because those injury worries don't worry me that much because it's only Theo Walcott.
Okay, fair enough. Arsenal 3-4 to win this game. Lee, your thoughts here?
Something about this game that does worry me a little bit. I can't really have, you know, I've swung. I mean, traditionally, we've always talked about them being like, you know, kind of Arsenal light, haven't we? I know they are missing players, but I think they'll get it done here, Arsenal. They've got such a big game in midweek. I can't help but think that they'll be slightly distracted by the fact that they've got this trip to Bayern Munich, which is a huge game for them. I've had a little bit of luck with the older, you know, I've mentioned it once already in this podcast, like that plus one, minus one, the winning margin of one. Yeah, I just wonder if Arsenal would just scrape this. I tell you what I'll go for. I'm going to go for Arsenal just to get the job done. I think without the attacking prowess of Oxlade-Chamberlain and Walcott, I mean, they've still got quality players, obviously. I think Swansea will keep the ball and try and frustrate Arsenal at home. I'm going to go for Arsenal to win under 2.5. It's an Arsenal 2-0 win I'll go for. I think it'll be a tricky game for Arsenal, but one that they'll win in the end.
That's 3-1, Arsenal to win and under 2.5 goals. 3-1.
Yeah, I'll take that. I don't think Swansea will be that adventurous here, because let's not forget, I know the manager, the pressure was eased on him with the win last weekend, but I still think he'll be pretty... I think he'll be delighted if they got a draw at home to Arsenal, put it that way. Mm. I don't think they'll go out of their way to open up against Arsenal. That's the worst thing you can do.
It is worth remembering Bafétimbi Gomis scored the winning goal in both of Swansea's meetings with Arsenal last season. I know he's not been in good form, but they did the double over Arsenal last season, Swansea.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? I mean, again, I think that might weigh a little heavier on Wenger's mind as well, thinking that, you know, we don't need to go here. I think it'll be... The thing with Swansea is that they've got an ideal game to stop that. Yeah, they don't have to go out and attack teams. They like to pass the ball about, and they can really sink back into their own half. Now, if they do that, Arsenal aren't going to be pushing forward too much. They'll think they can hit these in the break when they finally do attack us. So I think it might be a little bit of a lacklustre game. Gomis is a confidence player, isn't he, like a lot of strikers, and I can't be with him unless he's in the middle of a rich vein of form. I mean, oh yeah, great, if you're ahead of the curve and you get him before he starts that vein of form, then yeah, well done, but I've not seen enough from him recently to think that he's going to be the man. In fact, I was only thinking last week, his form seems to have really dipped recently, as a Swansea, you know, it's no surprise. So I think Arsenal will get the job. I mean, I think Arsenal in the Premier League are looking the real deal at the minute. I don't think they'll win the Premier League, but I think they're doing what they always do. The flat track bullies Arsenal. They'll keep picking up points and then get chinned right near the end of the season.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.